Hello again. This is going to be just a brief narrowing of the technique feel good, and just a focus on this aspect of showing the body sort of a positive emotion. An interesting thing, or there's been some research around just how much sort of pleasant body sensations get generated around smiling. And in doing so, we use like a decent number of muscles, and in kind of moving that around, we actually generate this unless you're like fake smiling, maybe that would be a sort of a counteracting kind of maybe a putting your foot on the gas and the brake at the same time. But there's this notion of I think the researcher Paul Ekman does a lot in facial expressions and then mapping them to emotion states. And so in doing so, what they had looked at was kind of this notion of a Duchenne smile, I believe is the term. That's just a sort of natural smile that is indicated as sort of a contentment or a happiness. So in doing feel good, we can show the body and in essence, kind of, I'm not a super, super fan of this, of using the term in this way, but we can kind of use a trick to almost hack our experience a bit into creating a positive sensation. So there's one other way to do that, and then we'll explore that in a second here. Just to begin, ideally, you'll be in an environment where you're comfortable enough kind of offering yourself a smile so that you don't feel self-conscious around it. That's not really going to help. So I invite you to adopt a posture that will help us cultivate this relaxed alertness that we're looking for. So the alertness aspect, if we can have our body and spine in sort of an upright direction, or I should say the torso in an upright posture. So relaxed as we sort of allow the shoulders and the arms and everything to be sort of aligned in that neutral axis, looking at the spine as that axis. And then to begin, just a few deep breaths in through the nose and out through the nose. This is a way for us to settle the nervous system a bit. And between these two, we can begin to cue the body into what we're hoping to familiarize the mind with, a state that is both relaxed and alert. So to begin, we're again practicing feel good. In this technique, we've dropped the need to label, and we're really just going straight to the essence of the sensations, sensing those sensations. And so we're going to show the body, and in showing, if we just adopt a sort of half smile, and in adopting that, toggling or switching our attention from adopting that half smile to sensations, body sensations that come up, emotional sensations that come up in the body. And they'll ebb and flow so we can refresh. So smile again, switch our attention to the body. And we're looking for how the smile begins to potentially release some positive sensations in the body. And so we can refresh the sensation, bring that smile back about. After we've done a half smile a bit, if we're in a situation where we can do a full smile, adopt that smile and then switch our attention to the body. So we're directing our attention to the body, or to the smile, and then shifting our attention, or toggling our attention to the body. So keep going for a bit. Okay, good. So your experience in this technique may shift, may not be that showing may not be as available. So we can try one more other thing that's a bit of another one of these sort of physiological cues, if I avoid the word hack. And if we place our hand on our chest or our heart center or just above our heart center, this is another one of those physiological cues. For many folks, this is triggers. So we place it, soak our attention into the contact of the hand, the location, and then shift or toggle our attention to the body. So you may feel emotional body sensations in the stomach or on the edge of your skin in the stomach or the lower belly, maybe along the sides of your torso. Or you may not. So in essence, we can remain with our hand in this location. It's a little more stable than having to refresh or re-express the smile. But we still want to change and shift our attention to the hand on the heart center. And then shift our attention again to toggle to the body. So you may find there's only real faint sensations. But as you practice, you begin to calibrate to the availability of positive sensations. So as you breathe with your hand on heart center, you may feel the shift of the body in the contact of the hand. You can focus on that and on the down breath, sort of shift our attention to the body so we can align our shifting of our attention to the breath if you want. Totally optional. Now, as we look for positive sensations in the body, we may get the absolute sort of opposite reaction. We may get sort of this feels inauthentic. I know that the first time that I did this sort of smile trick, I almost kind of felt like I was being duped or something, and I had a pretty pronounced negative reaction to the fact that it worked for me, or that it actually worked. So we may have these negative sensations that come up, and we can skillfully be with them, so we can leverage our equanimity, our non-interference. We can switch techniques, and maybe the best in this situation would be to switch to see or feel, And we can use the technique to be able to begin to recycle this reaction that we're getting, to not clinch or brace against the response, but to be present with it and to, in essence, begin to look at the auditory, visual, or somatic aspects of it in a non-judgmental way, just being present, see, hear, feel. If it's particularly pronounced, we can focus out, and in focusing out, we're using see, hear, feel, but focusing on the outer aspects of see, hear, feel. And then, as always, there's the opportunity for us to get up and to not continue with the practice, to know our limit and know that it's possible for us to get up. If we're in a practice space, we may feel like we can't get up because it'll draw too much attention. And in knowing so, or please, I would offer the confidence of being able to respectfully get up and leave a meditation hall is definitely something you should know is an option for you. So this is just a way of looking at the show part of the Feel Good Feasts acronym: find, evoke, activate, support, trigger, and show, or show or smile for that last S. So thanks for your time and attention, and thank you for your practice.